And now, let's turn to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local officials, residents, and personalities providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky.
It's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio today Sam Dinges, who is the person in charge of the Palmer Museum of History and Art. Nothing happens there that escapes your attention, is that correct?
Well, I'd certainly like to think so.
And what we're going to do today, you've been in before, and we've appreciated your talking about the kinds of things the museum has been about, both historically and the present time. But let's start out by saying, okay, the museum is finishing up what many people refer to as summer. And during that time, of course, there are quite a few people that come through the museum. Mm-hmm. And it's not as if it stops. So we're into September. Talk about what happens during this, what I believe to be a transition period.
Well, so September is a funny month for us. We're still open 9 to 6 every day while a lot of other tourist operations are shutting down in Alaska. But, of course, the volume of people who are coming through greatly decreases. So it's a good time for us to reflect on how the summer went, start thinking about what sort of preparations we want to make this winter for next year, what we can do better, what we can improve upon. And a lot of the staff takes some time off right around then to recharge batteries after a full year of people coming through.
And my sense is that very often there are people coming at all kinds of different times. Although you have hours during the summer, they get extended a bit with because we have all that sun. Are there people that come in the evening, or are you closed during that time?
Well, we're open 9 to 6 during the summer, but we do have events. We do sometimes give tours after hours on request, and of course, sometimes the building gets used for this, that, and the other. So I frequently found myself there after 6 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Quite a bit this summer, but generally, no, we're try to be done by 6 when we can.
Would you? I know we've spoken earlier in the year. Mm. How would you, reflecting back over this summer season, how would you say it has been? Is it busier? What's happened?
Well, numbers-wise, it's a good year. We recorded about 25% more people coming through the museum this year as opposed to last year. Now, we think we've gotten a little bit better at reporting our statistics, so the actual number is probably a little bit lower. But we've had a pretty significant volume increase this year. We had last year in the May through August period, we had about 21,000 people come through. This year, we're up more around 27,000. So it's been quite a big jump.
So is there anything that you could point to that is a reason for that, other than it's becoming a more attractive location?
Oh, well, we're just an amazing place to visit. But beyond our own qualities, I've talked to other visitor center and museum directors around the state, kind of reflecting, too, on their tourist seasons. And tourism has been up in Alaska in general. Everybody is saying this has been a good year.
Right.
More people coming through than last year. However, our 20% number that I'm sticking to is definitely seems to be on the higher end. We did a couple of things different this year. We had the tour at the museum of the historic district, which you can still come and take. And we had the Palmer Visitor Guide. And the Palmer Visitor Guide, for anybody who hasn't seen it, is a booklet that talks about Palmer, the greater Palmer area, and what we have to offer here. It's kind of a directory, map, compendium, day planner. And we saw a lot of independent travelers coming through the museum already armed with this guide and asking questions about the content therein and what... we saw that there's a reindeer farm, or that you guys have all these boutiques downtown. Tell us more. So We are optimistically pointing towards the guide as a possible reason.
How would people pick up the guide? Is it available in a variety of places, or
we certainly try to keep it available. The two big places we cover are Anchorage and Toke. Those are the points of entry for independent travelers into the state. So at all the hotels around Anchorage and the visitor center and all the other little tourist spots, we've got about 40 locations there. People can pick up guides. It's also at all major visitor centers around the state. And then we spread it very liberally around Palmer to businesses that have listed, of course, and then other places that people might be going.
So this is really a marketing effort that you have done that hasn't been done before.
Yes. This is our first year putting out the guide. It is the first Palmer guide, and if you go into any visitor center, you'll see booklets talking about different towns or different communities in Alaska. But this is the first Palmer-centric one. So it's a way to make Palmer a little bit more of a destination for people, rather than just a stop on the way to Valdez or, you know, on the way to Anchorage, coming the other direction.
Okay. So as you're looking ahead now, I know that you and the staff are always evolving what is happening. Do you see some further changes? We've just been talking about a brochure, which seems to be a small thing, but may have had a big impact. As you're looking toward next year, do you see any additions to what you have been doing that will even further market the museum?
Well, we are increasing the reach of the guide a little bit. We've gotten we've added distribution points, so we picked up the airport just right at the end of the season. It's a bit of a waiting list to get in there. So we're going to be putting the guide more places, and we're also updating the content in there. So we're hoping that we'll improve upon that, since it seemed to be working pretty well. But we don't have a new major product that we're planning on launching in this next year here.
Okay. I know you also have changes in the exhibits that are there. What is showing right now, and how long will that be before you change out with another exhibit?
All right. So right now we have a exhibit that features our connection with our sister city across the sea in Saroma, Japan. So we have a little bit of information about the history of that relationship and how it evolved, and we have on display some of the very fine gifts that have been brought to us by the Japanese delegation. So it's a good opportunity to learn a little bit about this this part of the culture of Palmer that may not be always is emphasized, but is certainly very unique. That'll be up until the end of this month.
Okay.
We've got a brief transition period in our art gallery. We'll be featuring a little bit of art from the Butte Elementary School Art Club, and they're going to hang their work on Colony Barns in there. That'll be up for a few weeks in October, and then we'll launch into the first ever reveal of the Chickaloon Otna traveling exhibit. So Chickaloon Village put together an exhibit about their history and culture, and they're going to be having it go between our museum, Wasilla Museum, the Alpine Historic Society, and we get to be the first spot for that.
So this is a brand new exhibit.
Brand new. It'll be right in, should be installed to start in November. I say fingers crossed.
So. Okay. Well, I look forward to that. That's pretty impressive. Great idea. How long will that be there?
Not sure yet. At least through the end of the year, though.
Okay. Now, the other thing that we know about the museum, that it's not only a museum and a place to visit, learn about the area, and also see some art. It's the Palmer Museum of History and Art. But you also have events there from time to time. Any events coming up in the near future?
We have a fundraiser coming up, unfortunately not at the museum, but at the downtown deli right here in Palmer. We're doing a wine and dine evening, so you get a six-course meal six wines paired to match. So that's going to be on October 13th, and we have just a few tickets remaining for that.
Okay. What kind of price?
It's $75 a person, $70 if you're a museum member already, though.
Okay.
And you can get those at the Palmer Museum, or you can give us a call, 907-746-7668.
So you're pitching this as both the meal as well as a fundraiser.
Indeed.
With monies that will be used by the museum.
Yep. We get about half of our budget each year comes from fundraising and from figuring out how to find it ourselves. So this is with the success of the Wine Walk in Palmer, we've looked at doing similar events to try and keep our cash flow good. So we'll be doing that, and then we'll be taking a short break on the event side of things until Colony Christmas, where we'll have we'll of course be participating with the rest of the downtown, doing hot chocolate, have sled dogs there, stuff like that.
Okay, got that. Just a little cough there. So, Colony Christmas is a big event at the museum.
Indeed.
Right.
Yes.
How would you rate it as compared to all the events that you have there?
Well, it's a little bit different for us because it happens out of our season, whereas most of our events happen during the summer or fall. And we don't put it on. That is that fine work is done by the Chamber of Commerce. But since we're kind of right in the heart of it, we like to participate as much as we can. So. People are welcome to come in and warm up. We'll have some decorations. We'll still figuring out the particulars, but we'll have a few surprises yet.
Okay. That sounds good. How many people work at the museum during the height of the season and then through the rest of the year?
So we have three permanent staff, myself, and we have a visitor services coordinator who handles kind of the visitor center side of things, and then we have a curator. Who works downstairs. They're both part-time, but they are on through the whole year. During the summer, we hire four or five temporary staff who help us keep open 7 days a week.
Right.
So they are kind of the driving force behind, making the Palmer Museum a lovely and informative place to come into. They greet hundreds of people a day, help them find where they need to go, and they help us a little bit too with getting our exhibit or keeping our exhibits up to date.
Okay. I've been impressed because I walk by the museum fairly often with the grounds. Certainly, you're co-located in a sense with the garden there, and I suspect that people are attracted. Perhaps by the museum, and they go to the garden, or the garden, and they go to the museum. And the increasing number of displays, some of the art, some of the vintage equipment that's displayed. Last time we talked about you're accessing a new piece of farm equipment. It's now in place along the fence there. How about describing that for people? What is it?
Well, we have a hay lift that just went in, and then we have a new piece of equipment that just came by a few days ago. And to be honest, I'd have to refer you to Richard, the guy downstairs, to tell you exactly what it does. But he's got a real knack for finding colony and thereabouts farm equipment that's just sitting in people's fields and bringing it out so that folks can appreciate it.
So that's a reach out from the museum for equipment. I know that very often listeners are curious. They've been around for a long time. They have accumulated historical artifacts in nooks and crannies in their homes. I've asked this question before, but if someone has something that they think is potentially useful as a display, what should they do?
Well, they should definitely try to get a hold of us. Give us a call or come on in. Even if it's not something that we can use, we'd certainly love to talk to you about it. We might have some ideas on a place where it can go The stuff that we collect specifically, we try to find things that tie to the history and art of the Palmer region. Unfortunately, we're kind of limited to just that because of space, but things that are representational of the people and their lives here is what we're after.
You've mentioned the limitations of space, long-range planning, improvement in the size, or how's that going?
We don't have a specific plan for expansion. We've talked about it. There are a couple of things to consider when considering building a museum larger than what we have now. The first, I think, is location. Right now, we're in downtown Palmer. We're at the Garden. We're easily accessible to buses, to downtown events, to all of that. And that's a huge advantage for getting a number of people through the building. The fact that we're also paired with the visitor center right there in downtown Palmer and readily able to direct people out into Palmer, I don't think we would get nearly the levels of traffic or engagement that we do if we moved significantly from our position. There's been some talk of potentially expanding the building we're in. However, I don't think completely replacing it is an option that's really on anybody's mind. So expansion plans are fuzzy at this point.
Okay. Well, lastly, I'm always interested in reminding listeners how the museum operates. Who do you work for?
We are a nonprofit contractor for the city of Palmer. So we contract with them to take care of the collection of historic objects and also to provide visitor information services.
Okay, and the we includes a board of directors.
That is correct.
Okay, and they are elected by, this is a membership organization.
Yeah, this is a membership organization. So the board is elected by the membership generally at our annual meeting in May every year.
Okay, and people can find out all of these and more details by going to your website, which is?
PalmerMuseum.org. Pretty easy.
Oh, PalmerMuseum.org. Okay. So you can find out how you might assist the museum, or perhaps you're interested in exploring being a part of the board, or do you have volunteers that work on anything?
We do have volunteers whenever we can get them. We have a few that work downstairs with the collection, and then we had some volunteer tour guides this summer. We have volunteers for our events. Volunteers are very important to what we do.
Okay. Mike Malevsky with Radio Free Palmer. We've been talking with Sam Dinges, and we've been talking about the state of the Palmer Museum of History and Art. And I want to thank you for coming in today and sharing. Oh,
thanks for having me.
Take care.
You've been listening to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local folks providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, this station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.